if you've got something that you do that you'd like us to judge whether what you do is normal or nope, then let us know. All right, 502-795-1997. We'll start with sharing towels with family members, like sharing bath towels.
I mean, sometimes I think I share, like I'll take, we can't really remember which one was which in the bathroom. So I'll just take whichever one is there.
Is closest.
Maybe my husband used it. Yeah. But not a big deal.
So are you, do you
we use it a couple of times before we wash it.
Right. Do you have a specific like place that you put the towels where it's like typically I have the top rung, my husband has the second rung, my kids have the third
rung.
There's
like a hook. There's a hook. The one's on the left and one's on the right.
Oh, okay, all right.
So yeah,
I so
sometimes we forget.
Like with our bathroom, I definitely know that towel sharing is happening because, my towel, I think, is the one that gets shared the most. But I got to be honest, if I see, because it, the way it works typically in our bathroom is there, it's known that my towel is typically on this rung. My wife Elizabeth's towel is typically on this rung. And then Zoe, don't have to worry about Isabel and Sophia much right now, but Zoe's is on this rung, right? So, but I will almost always see that my towel has been used. And then if my towel is not there and there's another one there, I'm just like, I'm just grabbing it. So I think that's normal. Sharing
towels. Yeah, I think
towels.
That's pretty normal too.
I think that's
because
normal.
You're clean when you're using them, right?
Now, you
the
know.
The theory is they're clean.
Theory, but then you're still wiping some areas.
You're right. There are the areas.
There are some areas that you could, like, get a sniff of something if you are.
Oh, God, sniff. Why'd you say sniff?
Well.
Okay, I'm going to make it a habit not to sniff the towel.
Because you could be.
Are you a towel sniffer?
Okay, so here's my theory and thought on that whole thing where, you know, the sins of the towel are absolved overnight. So whatever happened on that towel the day before. Mm-hmm.
It's been absorbed. It's
been
not
absorbed
be on you.
It's, yeah. All the
Got
sins
it.
Have been are gone. So if you're needing to dry your parts, right? Who doesn't?
Uh-huh.
Then,
right.
Then you
do
know
a little pat in the parts.
Well, I do more than a pat, but you
gosh,
know, you
no.
get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. I would say, and this is why, and I know that a lot of times there are two towels. Like a lot of my daughters will have two towels. They'll have towels for their head and their face and their hair, and then they'll have their towel for their body. And I don't subscribe to that nonsense. I'm just one towel, you know.
One towel, that's it. Well, a lot of us ladies have microfiber towels for our hair because it dries it more faster. Dries it faster, and then it's less breakage and that kind of stuff.
Now,
so
Terry texts
we do
in,
that.
Terry texts in and says, Ben, you should always dry your face and hair before you dry your butt. Then you won't have to sniff the towel. Well, I do.
Oh,
I do
really
do that.
Good plan.
Yeah, I do that. But I'm saying that, you know, depending, you know, you're supposed to have washed all those areas. But depending, it could leave some residual scent for the next person who uses your
residual
towel.
Residual scent? Okay. All right.
I mean, you hope not because you just took a dang shower, right?
Absolutely. But right. Still, yeah, okay.
All right. So we're saying that's normal, sharing
so
towels.
So when you are doing the pat in the areas, is it more of like the middle of the towel? Is it more towards the end of the towel? Have you paid attention to that? Because then maybe you'll know what area of the towel to avoid.
I do sometimes think about that. And okay. You know, when I go and I'm drying my face and hair, it's more kind of the middle of the towel. But then when I want to do my face, I take just the tip of the towel, and I just
okay.
And so I know that the middle of the towel, that's where all the business gets done.
Middle of the towel's got the business.
Middle of the towel's got the business.
Okay.
The tips of the towel, that's usually safe for, you know, wiping a face or something like that.
Okay. All right. Good to know. It's really good to plan out the logistics of this. So we just, that was all just one. We're trying to go into the whole, these are things that you do that you think are normal and are they not? And this is just one.
Okay.
We've spent a lot of time marinating in this.
Yeah. Let's roll on this because Chris rolls in, normal or nope. I don't use a towel after I shower. I get out to shake it off naturally,
like a dog?
Air dry.
You shake it off like a dog.
How do you do that?
That is not effective for humans, I feel like, right? Maybe for dogs. It's a good way to get all the water off your fur. But do you have a bunch of fur, Chris?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
How do you air? Well, okay, so my wife had an ex-boyfriend. My wife had an ex-boyfriend who would use a hairdryer to dry himself.
Okay. That seems like, again, it would take longer. Just a little wipe, pat, pat.
Right. He had something weird about the towels and that the towels are dirty.
Really?
Yeah. So.
But what? Okay. So then you get a new towel every time you shower. They're big and fluffy and they're just like, they're so.
Listen, Kelly, like she broke up with them. Obviously, it's not something I care about anymore either. So I don't have them on speed dial. I can't talk to this guy.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
This is interesting. All right. Maybe we'll have to revisit this normal or nope a little bit later on in the hour because y'all are diving in on this.
Well,
whole towel
thing. Stephanie is getting a little, she's like, no on towels. All my kids are teenagers. They have their own towels and wash their own laundry. So they take their towels with them and they're all different colors. So they can keep track.
Yeah, I've seen
that makes sense.
Some people who keep their towels in their actual room.
Yeah.
And then just carry them to the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right, I get that. All right. Good stuff there. It's 99.7 DJX.